Hello and welcome back to the Smashy Business Show, and good morning to everyone. I am Farah Bashir, and joining me is...
And I'm Ward Ahmed.
Well, first of all, before we ask, I'm going to ask you a couple of questions. Let's just quickly go through the headlines. So Shahed X launches limited edition collection featuring top series, and as well 70% of Saudi investors eye UK property market, and Dubai's GDP up by 3.2% by 3.2% to $31.3 billion in Q1 2024. Big numbers today. Mm-hmm. Big numbers, great news for the market, great news for investors, and great news for you guys as well. But first of all, good morning to you, Ward.
Good morning.
Happy
How are
Thursday.
You doing today?
Well, I'm good. I'm great. Smiling, always, of course. Before I ask you, are you watching anything on Shahed or Netflix or any series that
right
you're
now?
Hung up on? Yeah.
House of the Dragon. Mm. That's what I'm watching right now. I love Game of Thrones.
Okay, well, you guys, if you don't know, Ward is younger than me, but what's your favorite season, House of Dragon?
I mean, there's only two seasons, but Game
Which one's your favorite one?
I would say the season one is better than the second one right now.
Hmm. I don't know. Well, let's say like, okay, fine. Did you watch Game of Thrones?
Yes,
Which
of
is
course.
Your favorite series? What favorite season?
To be honest with you, the first few seasons, it then started to exacerbate.
Did you like the ending?
No.
Okay, of
absolutely
course.
Not.
I've heard this a lot from everyone, almost. However, I have this like theory that when a series has its first season, a lot of effort and a lot of story is put into it. Mm. And then the moment it exceeds to more than two or three seasons, it gets kind of like monotone in a way. Mm. Where it gets like boring, and then maybe the writers would be like, okay, well, how can we maybe add on some things? Mm. And then it starts to get make sense. I don't know. That's like my
Have
opinion.
You watched Game of Thrones?
Honestly, no.
You should.
I tried. I don't know. I just didn't like it because I was like,
You have to wait. You know,
but
it's one where you have
honestly,
to have patience.
The only series that I've watched over and over and over again is Modern Family.
Oh, I love Modern
makes
Family.
It makes me so happy and makes me feel like I'm at home, like I'm with my family and so on. And of course, I'm a family person. However, honestly, I've been hung up lately on Shahed's show called La'bat Hub.
Ooh,
yes,
interesting.
And it's really nice. And it's actually, it's originally Turkish. It's a Turkish show called Hubl al-Ijar, Kiralik Ashk. And they created it in Arabic. And they are perfecting it.
Yeah.
Really, yes. And I really love it. And I would suggest that you would watch it too. But speaking of Shahed, I want to say the news about Shahed. So Shahed is collaborating with In Your Shoe. It's a limited edition collection featuring most watched original series hitting the market. So again, Shahed, the leading Saudi Arabic streaming platform, has teamed up with In Your Shoe, an innovative Egyptian fashion brand, to release a first ever limited edition collection, which is smart marketing.
It is. It really is.
It really is, yes.
I think for people to want to buy into a business, it has to have a really good aesthetic. And that's what they're doing here by Shahed, you know, collaborating with In Your Shoes. They're very retro, very vintage. What they're doing is they're attaching an aesthetic to their brand.
That's true.
And and the fact that the brand itself, it's an Egyptian brand, I see this as Shahed confirming their commitment to, you know, broadcasting these shows from the Middle East.
100%. And you know what? It's honestly, the marketing strategy is genius. Because it's like, oh yeah, if you're watching your show, what would you want? To be cozy, feeling like, you know, like you're like, I don't know, in your cozy blanket and your cozy socks and so on. And this is, I would say, it's genius. And I think it will as well maybe elevate their numbers on Shahed.
Yeah, no, I definitely agree with you. I feel like often aesthetics, they're very underrated and they do work. Like, for example, with Netflix, you know, they collaborated with Ben & Jerry's to, you know, to have...
Yes, ice cream.
Yeah, to have Netflix and chilled. And what they did by doing that is they turned binge-watching Netflix into an indulgence.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, because like the things that you do.
Yeah.
Anyways, like when you're watching, you're binge watching a show and you're eating your favorite ice cream or just like snacks as a whole, or you're cozy in your socks and your blanket and so on. And in the, both of the cases, they have thought, you know what, how can we get to the consumer, which is the watcher and the viewer that is using our platform, and increase their experience in a way, and as well have them maybe subscribe for the next and following months that are going to be coming.
Yeah.
Which is, as I said, it's a genius. Well, this exclusive line, if you guys don't know, features from Shahid's hit original titles, Rashash, Bimbo, Giza Killer, and as well, Every Week Has a Friday. And they're all available for a limited time. So when they're available for a limited time, it maybe urges the consumer, which is the viewer and the watcher who is subscribed to Shahid, to actually want to subscribe to the whole service, because it's only limited for a limited time. So they will think like, okay, you know what, if this is for this period of time, why don't I subscribe to it, and I'll be enjoying it, and I'll be getting benefits from it.
Yeah, I think that's a very interesting perspective. But what they're doing here, it's a very genius move, because we see that it works. Like, for example, with Road Beauty,
They have the, it's one of the
they launched the phone cases.
Phone cases. Yeah. And they have this like space to put your lip balm, which Hailey has initially launched. It was like one of the first things that she has launched for Road Beauty. And I think when brands do this, it is genius, because like, it's not only something like great marketing, but as well, it creates like, I would say, an identity to the brand.
Yeah.
You know, and I have seen this happen like as well for like several brands. We have done this with like Lovin, and it's crazy because like, you know, like we get like, for example, like Lovin gets a lot of pinpointing on like the line Residents Are Concerned, and they have a mug that says Residents Are Concerned. How genius is that? Literally, it's like, how genius is that? You know what I mean? Okay, like people will be using the mug later on, just like how people will be using the phone case with a place to have your lip balm that you got from Hailey Bieber there. And how like here people will be wearing the socks to watch the hit shows on Shahid. And it says that it's for a limited time, so people will be running faster to get it.
And it's really going to associate this idea of comfort with Shahid. Mm-hmm. And, you know, as you said, with the phone case, it makes applying lipstick every day a daily occurrence.
Exactly.
And we also see it in Glossier. Mm-hmm. You know, their makeup, their blushes, their foundations, they're stored in these, like, paint tubes. And it almost turns applying makeup into an art.
Exactly.
And this is why this is a very smart marketing move. When brands take everyday activities and they turn them into a memorable experience, people will want to invest into them.
100%. You said something that's very correct, Ward, is that when brands, instead of selling their products, they look at things of like, how can you make this an experience to the consumer? And in that way, they create, I would say, not only a brand, but like an identity. Like right now, you know, we see a lot of dupes for the Road Beauty phone cases, right? But is it Road? I don't think so. You know what I mean? It's like that kind of a thing. But anyways, let's jump to our next story. So over 70% of Saudi real estate investors target UK property market. So according to a recent survey highlighted by Arabian Business, over 70% of Saudi real estate investors are focusing on the UK's property market. Now, this trend reflects a growing interest in international real estate investments among Saudi investors, which got me to the question, why do you think people are now investing in Saudi real estate market? I mean, sorry, in the UK markets, why are Saudis investing in the UK real estate market?
Well, I believe it's because of the fact that, you know, we can see that Saudi, it's still developing. Their local market, it's not going to be as big as the UK market. You know, the UK market, their real estate market, it's more stable, it's more luxurious, And they have, you know, they have more forms of properties than mm-hmm. Saudi has to offer right now. And that's perhaps why their residents are investing in the UK.
Well, I might disagree with you on that because, like, according to some research that I've done, is that the UK, apparently the UK's property market is facing a mix of challenges and opportunities for 2024. So house prices are expected to decline. And in light of that, like, if something is declining in price, you know, you would invest in it because you're going to get it for cheaper. And then later on, when the market in the UK would go skyrocket high, you can resell it for double the price, hopefully, or something like that. And as well, you know, the mortgage as well has gone down by, declined by 8% in the, as the economic downturn impacts buyers and lenders. And this higher supply of properties will continue to push prices at least until like mid-2024, which is now. And that's what people are more towards like investing. If I would like, let's say a house, like right now, I don't think I would invest, as Richard has mentioned how the prices of real estate has gone really high up in the UAE and specifically Dubai. And we know the reason why. We will talk about that in our next story. So the UK's average house price was at 285 and 201 thousand 285,000 pounds in May 2024, for it was up to 2.2%. However, it has gone down to 1.6%, which I think, you know, they might be small numbers, but they're very significant when you're paying a large amount of money. And that's why I would say, like, with Saudi Arabia and people who want to invest in houses, look more towards investing when the prices are low.
Yeah, that's for sure. And I definitely think it has to do with options. You know, in the UK, you're going to have more options to invest into.
Yes.
You know, Saudi, all these plans that we've discussed, they're still ongoing. They're still being developed. But there will definitely be more options in the local market in the future.
100%. So, like, that's why, I mean, Richard and I, when we were sitting here, he all the time would say, like, you know what, it's better to get property, but not now in the UAE. And so Saudi, the Saudi Arabians and people in the Saudi, in Saudi Arabia are looking forward to investing in the UK. Well, speaking of investment and money and all of these things, let's jump to the next story, which brings us closer to home. So Dubai's GDP grew by 3.2% in Q1 2024, reaching over $31.3 billion, which is a huge number. So the major contributors for this growth were wholesale and retail, which makes 22.9% of the GDP, transport and storage, 13.4% of the GDP, and financial activities, which makes 13.1% of the GDP, with manufacturing and real estate each contributing 7.3% to the GDP, which we just spoke about right now. You know how, like, the real estate market in Dubai specifically and the UAE as a whole is really growing. So what do you think of that one?
See, I see these statistics over here from a competitive angle. You know, yesterday we discussed the GDP of Saudi, and I was discussing how, you know, since it only, their growth is just 1.3%, that shouldn't affect them that much. That number is not significant. But now looking at these numbers, we can see that it's very competitive. Mm-hmm. You know, the UAE, it's coming at the top.
Look, we know that the UAE, I love Dubai, so I will always be defending Dubai and on Dubai's side. We know that Dubai and the UAE as a whole is really making a great job. They have a vision and they're working for it. And we see that as residents actually being implicated every single day, with traffic being decreased, with metro being open to more stations, with public transport as well being emphasized even more in the country, and as well with millionaires will be coming. We did mention that, I think, if you remember back then. Millionaires will be coming and joining the UAE because they would want to invest. And specifically the fact that here there is not as much tax that will be implemented as it would be in their countries, from the UK, the US, and so on.
Yeah, and that does confirm why their GDP is growing by 3.2%.
100%. And as well, it got me the question, is like, what specific financial activities contributed to Dubai's GDP growth? Would you think so? Well, as we said, the real estate financing. So the real estate sector grew by 3.7, which is heavily reliant on financial services for mortgages and investment financing. Now, the surge in real estate activity, including 22% increase in property sales, which takes a huge role in the financial contribution, and as well the transportation and storage grew by 5.6%, contributing to the financial ecosystem by enhancing logistics and supply chain, and as well the wholesale and retail trades. We have seen that, you know, like they are going to be expanding Dubai Mall.
Yeah.
Yes, of course, which is very exciting. So this just like makes me wonder, Dubai really has a vision for 2030, and Saudi Arabia has a vision for 2030. And we see that among a lot of Gulf countries. So it makes me wonder, like, who will be reaching first to their vision?
Well, now the UAE is at the first.
Yes, it is. However, we never know because, like, yesterday we were talking about how the GDP of Saudi Arabia, and then just like things can switch in a day or two maximum. 100%. Well, thank you so much for being here with me.
Thank you for having me.
Well, and thank you all for tuning in. And don't forget, we go in podcast form. And as well, don't forget to subscribe to our newsletter to get the most recent updates. Goodbye.